Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Orders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to sayno2illegals.org before it's too late.
The dream of an education beyond high school, it can be the path to opportunity and success, the key to building a better life. But for many, the challenges of paying for that education can keep the opportunity only a dream and out of reach. There is a solution. We are Federal Student Aid, part of the U.S. Department of Education. Each year, we award $80 billion to students and families for colleges, trade schools, and professional schools to help make the dream of education a reality. Learn more at federalstudentaid.ed.gov. Don't get left behind. After all, the most costly education is the one not begun. Go to federalstudentaid.ed.gov. federal student aid. Start here. Go further.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, I am asked one question over and over and over. Same question, and it's a good question. The question is, do I think we are winning the fight? Are we winning the war against the illegal alien invasion? With all the amnesties and rumors of amnesties that they talk about, people wonder, are we doing any good with all of our efforts? Now, our efforts are different. Some people are on the radio. Some people are activists who get on the phone. Some people send faxes. Some people send emails. Some people actually go to Washington, D.C., like we did week before last. But are we doing any good with our efforts? The answer to that question is an unequivocal yes. We are winning. Maybe not at the rate we would like to win with all of our borders secured, employers punished, and every illegal alien with a pulse deported to his country of origin. No, it's not that way. But there have been no amnesties. There have been no guest worker programs. States across the country are getting rid of driver's licenses and in-state tuition for illegal aliens. And countless municipalities are enacting statutes that will allow them to fight the war on a local level since the rotten feds refuse to fight it on theirs. This is progress, folks. That's exactly what it is. Look at the marches we had in our cities last week. Here in L.A., the number of protesters seeking criminal alien rights was down by 95%. 95% drop in the number of people marching in the streets. Every city in the country, the ones that still had marches, that is, every city in the country had drastic number reductions. And why, you may ask? Why is that? Simple answer. Those marches last year with their massive crowds got marked down into our column. That's right. Those marches worked for us. What I mean by that is those marches benefited us and worked against those who marched. Right after those marches last year, the Senate Amnesty Bill did a Mission Impossible self-destruct and simply faded into oblivion. Those marches woke up many sleeping, stupid Americans and made them not stupid Americans anymore and pushed the illegal invasion even stronger onto America's hero, which is talk radio. It is the only place, folks, that we can go and get the truth other than the Internet. Talk radio belongs to conservative America. Talk radio, you can hear the truth if you find the right place to listen. And speaking of talk radio and its power, last Thursday, I got a call from my buddy, Jimmy Valentine. Jimmy Valentine is the producer of Roger Hitchcock, the radio mayor of San Diego, heard every day from 3 to 6 on AM 600 Cogo in the city of San Diego. Jimmy asked me if I could come on for a few minutes with Roger, who was guest hosting for Rush Limbaugh. Well, naturally, I said yes, anything for Roger. He's my buddy. He's a good guy. And I did about 15 minutes on the air. Now, while we were on the air, Roger never gave out my website, and neither did I, and it's not that I don't think he wanted to, but both of us just forgot to do it. Now, that's very important to remember. The website was never, ever given out. I tell you this, that to say this. Within a few minutes of the start of the interview, the counter on our website went crazy, went absolutely crazy, and I began receiving what was to become over 760 emails from a 15-minute segment on the Limbaugh Show. Now, folks, I'm not telling you that what I had to say was so great. I'm telling you that the show, it shows two things. It showed the power of talk radio. That is power, folks. The power of talk radio, Rush Limbaugh in particular. And it showed the anger, the absolute anger of the American people. And what that anger was over? It's over the illegal invasion of our country. That's right. Almost instantly, I started receiving emails from people thanking me for putting the focus on the issue and so on. And then came their stories. And then came their concerns. And then came their outright anger over what's taking place. And these emails came from all over the country, folks. All over the country. No set place. I got them from I got them from Hawaii. I got them from Alaska, the Northwest, the Northeast, the Midwest, the South, California, New England, everywhere. They came like crazy. And let me give you some of the names on those emails. We had a lot of American names on those emails. Listen to some of them I just happened to write down at random. We had Ramirez, Gonzalez, Soto, Solis, Ramirez again, Ruiz, Gomez, Hernandez, Nunez, Melendez, Molina, and names like that. I won't keep reading them because there were so many. My point to you is lots and lots and lots of Hispanic Americans emailed me and said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Of that 762 emails I got, you know how many were negative? 3. Now, of course, the idiots are going to are gonna flood me now with hardcore hate emails saying that they heard me on the show, but it's too late because I locked it out. Anything else that comes doesn't count. Let me tell you this, folks. We got these emails from all over the place, and they were from all ages, all colors, all types of people. It was an amazing thing to see, and it simply reminded me that no corner of our country is safe from this invasion. Every corner has seen the very same thing. The power of talk radio. We must use it. There are people on talk radio now who refuse to talk about this issue. They talk about everything but this. And I'm not saying they got to be a Johnny One Note like me. Absolutely not. But you got to face it. We got people on this station who will not face this issue. They absolutely refuse. We've got other stations in this city where they won't touch it. But most of those hardcore guys that do have the best ratings, and you know why? It's not that they're the world's greatest talk show hosts, and neither am I. It is because of the issue, and this is where Mr. and Mrs. America want to be heard. They want to tell the world that they're sick of their neighborhoods being tossed up to nothing, making it look like third world existences. They're sick and tired of their schools. They're sick and tired of their jobs and their wages being assaulted. That's what's going on. And the thing about it is, we must use that power. We must continue to use it. I will. I've got the power here for a while. Who knows how long I'll be on the radio, but I will use it until I do. I want to thank Roger Hedgecock. I want to thank Jimmy Valentine. And, of course, I want to thank Rush Limbaugh, who let me hear what their side of America had to say. These were Americans that I previously had never met. I thank them for allowing me to meet these people, and I thank all of you who emailed me and said you would listen to the show. Thank you so much. We have power. We must use it. If we don't use it, we will lose this country and lose the little power we have. We must step up and do it now, and if we don't deserve this country, and that's the name of that. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about legislation in Sacramento that would seriously compromise the careers of deputy sheriffs and police officers across the state. State Senator Gloria Romero, State Assemblyman Mark Leno have matching bills that would give the press and the public virtually complete access to a police officer's disciplinary records. That's a bad idea for cops and for public safety. Violent suspects, prison inmates, and anyone else with a desire to compromise the careers of a peace officer need only make an allegation against us, and it's not their responsibility to tell the truth. Imagine all those false and malicious allegations in the hands of the personal injury lawyers who sue police officers and law enforcement agencies. Together with other police officers' associations, we're working hard to make sure legislators learn what Terry's listeners already understand. Cops need more support, not more liabilities. I'm Steve Remich. Thanks for listening, and please drive carefully.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. Folks, I want to remind you, if you have friends and relatives who have can't hear us out there and through the airwaves, they can listen to us live by going to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight on our affiliates, KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Don, KDWN, 720 AM in Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN network all across the country. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call-in number now. Folks want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. You're nice, I'm nice. You're nasty. Woo, look out. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for The most horriblest clown of the week.
Of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we've got a repeat offender over and over and over. This guy keeps popping up. Folks, it takes bad times to bring out the worst in people. And the May 1st riot in downtown L.A. showed Antonio Pancho Villaraigosa, a.k.a. Tony Villar, in his worst possible light. This is the same mayor who aligns himself personally, ideologically, and racially with illegal aliens. In a news conference, he said he was, quote, deeply personally affected by the images of the LAPD officers clad in riot gear. It hit me in my gut, he said. We consider this a violation of our human rights, end quote. I wonder who our is. Violation of our human rights. Then he promised the, quote, highest level of scrutiny in the city's investigation, end quote. I can understand his concern for those who may have been hurt. I mean, that's a good mayor will do that, and I was concerned for them too. But hold on, let me look through my papers here. I'm trying to find where he was concerned for the LAPD officers. Oh, it's not here. There's nowhere where he was concerned. He made no mention, zero mention for the LAPD officers, the nine of them who went to the hospital and were injured. Not one word for that officer who had a motorcycle tipped over on him, the guys who had batteries thrown at him, bricks, rocks, frozen bottles of water. Not one mention for the police. You know why? Because he's anti-police. This guy here doesn't want the police going to these events because they might get something done. Here's what I saw. I saw a provoked LAPD who asked the crowd and the press to disperse. Now, I've been many places and been asked to disperse. And you know what we did? We dispersed. We didn't like it, but we dispersed because the man has got he's got the power and the juice to make you disperse. So you leave. I saw them try to get these people to disperse. The police were then assaulted, and had they not dispersed the crowd after the assaults, there would have been a full-blast riot in this city. Full blast, if they wouldn't have stopped it when they did. People running wild on Wilshire Boulevard, a main thoroughfare in this city. These crowds were unruly, undisciplined, and had some troublemakers amongst them, and the LAPD handled it. They handled it, and I praise them for that. Now, did they do it perfectly? No, maybe not. But I tell you what, I'm not going to fault them for anything they did because they had to get it done and they got it done. You can't call it racial because the cops were all racist. But leave it to Mayor Villar to whip it up. Antonio Villaraigosa is an American citizen and he has a right to his opinion. I also have a right to my opinion, and my opinion is that his opinion sucks. That's how I feel. Antonio Villaraigosa, once again, you have made the status of the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, we are very privileged to have a guy on tonight who I met in Washington, D.C. I had heard of him prior to that. And this is a man who's walked the walk, folks. Border Patrol agent who ended up in jail due to something that he was accused of and did not do, but nonetheless was serving his country. Gary Brugman. Gary, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
How you doing, Terry? Thanks for having me,
brother. Pretty good. Always going to be my pleasure. Anytime I can get you on, I want to have you on. Folks, I spent considerable time with this guy in D.C. What a guy. I mean, one of the most sincere people I've ever met. And if you don't like what I'm saying or don't believe what I'm saying, go and see his own words. Go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com, and look at right there on the homepage where you see Gary's name, and go to the link of his story and read it. It's not real long, but it is extremely, extremely interesting to see what our country to one of those who has set out to protect this country. Gary, tell them briefly what happened to you.
Well, Terry, I was working as a Border Patrol agent down in Eagle Pass back in 2001, and I chased a group of illegal aliens that entered the country. It was about a dozen of them. And when another trainee agent caught them because I was losing ground, some of them looked like they were going to run or attack the agent, and I ran up on them. And with the bottom of my foot, I pushed two of them on the ground, sat them on their butts because they were in a squatting position behind the agent. He didn't have very good control over the situation.
So this guy was a rookie, right?
Yeah, he was a rookie. Only had 4 days in the field at that time.
And he didn't have these people under control.
No, he had aliens all around him, in front of him, to his left, and behind him. And you never have aliens behind him, especially at night in the pecan orchard. And I pushed these two guys onto their buttocks, sat them down from the squatting position, and apparently violated their civil rights.
by pushing them down and controlling the situation.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's unbelievable to me. Let me ask you this. Now you habla español, ¿sí?
Sí, señor.
Now, you said this to them in their native language?
In Spanish, yes.
So that's, in other words, to stop running. And they didn't stop, and you gave them commands in a language that they could understand. And so there was no language gap here.
No, sir.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, they indicted you. We only got a few minutes here. We got a short show, but I want to get to the basis of this. They indicted you. They kicked your door in, came and got you 5 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
put you in jail.
Yes, sir. 2 years.
This was the same guy that prosecuted Ramos and Compiègne.
Correct.
Okay.
Johnny Sutton.
This guy put you in jail. You did 22 months, right?
Yes, sir. 24 months.
24 months. Excuse me. This guy did a full 2 years in the pen, folks. Federal pen. Went to some of the toughest places in the country. Had to armor himself with magazines. Made magazines into an armor under his clothes in case he would get stabbed. Had been threatened many times while he was in there. All for something he did to try to help a situation. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, when they prosecuted you, they brought a drug dealer who had been in jail. Who had been sentenced to 5 years for drugs, and you thought maybe this was the guy that they were going to prosecute you for because you had been in somewhat of a tussle with this guy, right?
Yes, correct. He brung over almost 900 pounds of dope into the country, and when I tried to arrest him, I had chased him, and he slammed me on the ground, and eventually ended up, to make a long story short, he ended up with a broken nose. DEA prosecuted him. We turned him over, and he was sentenced to 5 years, and then they took my gun away and sat me on a rubber gun squad. And for 18 months, I thought this was the reason I was, you know, being
right.
investigated for.
And when they gave you the name of the guy that they were actually trying you for, you said who?
It took me 4 days to figure out who he was, where I was working with, and what had happened, because it was such a minor incident.
Right. Now, they brought this drug dealer out of jail, took him out of the pen, brought him to court to testify against you.
Correct.
But what I don't understand is how could he testify against you saying that you treated him violently when you were never indicted for doing this to him?
I was never charged in anything in this case. He never filed a complaint. It happened 6 weeks after the incident that I was indicted for, and Johnny Sutton ridded him out of the prison and brought him to testify. And out of a four-day trial, they spent 3 days trying me for that case that I had no charges against.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
See, I can understand it if you had also been charged with brutality against this guy.
No,
but
sir,
but
nothing.
You weren't. And how much of a reliable witness is a guy that's just gotten 5 years for smuggling drugs?
Well, amazingly enough, there have been some reporters from Arizona and Texas here that have done some stories on me, and they said that you can't find a record of him ever being in the BOP and that all of his records are sealed right now. Go figure.
Well, I'm sure there's a reason for that, but...
Yeah.
You and I will never know.
Yeah, I actually don't know whatever happened to him, but he's not in prison.
Unbelievable. You know, Gary, we had so much focus on Ramos and Compiègne and Gilmer Hernandez, and now this new guy whose name escapes me. Forgive me for that. But we had so much focus on them, we never heard of you. We never heard what happened. We never heard that this had happened to you. You probably weren't the first guy, but you were the guy most recently that we should have known something about. How come we never heard about your case?
Well, actually, my case happened in 2001, and back then nobody, you know, seemed to care. I emailed everybody that I can think of, Fox, CNN, everybody. Went to my congressman's office, Henry Bonilla, and he told me, well, we don't get involved in Department of Justice stuff. Good luck with that. I wrote a letter to the president telling him about misconduct on the U.S. attorney's part. They said, good luck with that, too.
And Lou Dobbs wasn't quite Lou Dobbs at that time.
Mm-mm.
And we were on the air. We would have gladly taken it up, but you hadn't heard of us. We were pretty much local in 2001. But you know, let me tell you this, man. Johnny Sutton, to me, is one of the most despicable people. This is my words, not yours. I saw interviews with him. He's despicable. What kind of person is he? What was he like in the courtroom?
Well, you know... I've never met Johnny Sutton.
Is that right?
I was prosecuted by Bill Bauman, which is the same guy that did Hernandez.
But Johnny Sutton was involved in your case.
Yeah, it was his office.
Okay.
It was his office. But Bill Bauman was actually a little weasel in court. And I couldn't believe the amount of lies and things that they did in order to get the conviction. As a matter of fact, Terry, at my sentencing, I told Judge William Wayne Justice, I sat there and told him and that I put a lot of people in prison over my years, almost 15 years with the feds, and I never had to lie, cheat, manipulate the Constitution to create false evidence in order to get a conviction.
And what did the judge, what was his reply to that?
He goes, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, justice must be served, and you get 27 months.
And his name is Judge Justice.
Judge Justice,
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Gary, what are you doing now?
I
know all this stuff, folks, but I want you to hear it.
I work at a parts department over in here in San Antonio for Alamo City Harley-Davidson.
Well, I'm glad somebody hired you. I mean, that could have been a problem for you, you know?
Yeah, well, I actually knew I've been riding motorcycles for many years, and I knew the owners, and when I got out of prison, they said, hey, you need a job, and there I was, so I guess I was pretty fortunate.
Absolutely, and I hope the same, I hope that Ramos and Compien don't have to spend that kind of time in jail. I mean, it would be a real travesty of justice. I'm sure you've looked over their case, and you may not know all the details, but I'm sure you, as a former Border Patrol agent, know pretty much whether they're guilty or not. What's your opinion?
My opinion is, Terry, is that I heard about it when I was in prison. I didn't know all the details back then, but I've looked into it, and there's so many similarities between my case and their case, especially since it's coming out of the same office, that I couldn't sit here and be quiet because I know that them guys did their job.
Unbelievable.
And I know that the prosecutors did everything possible to get them convicted, including threatening other agents and giving immunity to dope smugglers and creating anything that they can imagine.
Folks, do me a favor. Go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com, and read Gary's story. Please do it. It's right there by his name, Gary Brugman. It's an amazing story. Please go there and read it. You need to see this. I'm sure there's been great cost to Gary in his life, financially, emotionally, and everything else because of this. We're coming up on a hard break, buddy. I appreciate you coming in with us tonight. I really do. There's not a lot we can do for you, but we can use your story to help other agents not have the same happen to them. One real quick question before we go, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Would you go back to the Border Patrol if you could?
I'd love to. I think about it every day. I miss my job.
There's an American for you, folks.
I miss my job so much.
Well, we missed having you there, too, and we really appreciate you coming on with us tonight, buddy.
Thanks, Terry. Holler at me whenever you want, man.
Will do. And, folks, I met this guy. He's really a good guy. We spent quite a bit of time together in Washington. I got to know him fairly well, and I really like the guy. And I don't like everybody that we have on here in that way, but this guy is one. Basically what I'm saying, he's a real guy, and he's down to the earth, down-to-earth type of person. So I want all of you to read his story. Gary, thanks, buddy.
All right, Terry. Take care.
You take care. We'll talk again.
Yes, sir.
All right, pal.
Bye.
Gary Brugman, folks, former Border Patrol agent who was tried and convicted on some total BS. We're going to play a clip now. All of you new listeners tonight, I want you to listen to this clip. I want you to see what those out here in the Reconquista community have to say about it, especially you white folks, of which, you know, I can't help you there. But I want you to see what they think of you as a white person. See what they think about you as an American. Listen to what this guy is saying. These were actual words from Armando Cepeda, who is of the Brown Berets de Aslan. I saw the words come from his mouth, 1996. This is courtesy of CCIR, folks. I'm going to tell you something. This is what people think about us as American citizens today.
Agustin Cepeda, Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die.
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up
too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over the society. Our people are, the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
Plaza Fuerza, this is Aztlan, this is Mexico. There are the pilgrims on our land. Go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Moreplease.com. MakeMorePlease.com.
The call letters are KRLA. The frequency is 870. The station is News Talk 870. KRLA. Just right.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. You know, folks, Gary Brugman, what a guy. You know, some of the people we have on here are just, you know, guests we bring on, and I don't get to know them too well. And, you know, they're nice folks, but this guy I spent a little time with, and I got to know him. And he told me about his life and what's going on back there and some of the hardships and what it's cost him, you know, monetarily and otherwise with what happened. Go there and read his story. It is when you start reading the details of what happened, it's just unbelievable. It's right there. Gary Brugman, the TerryAndersonShow.com. Great, great story. Let's get to our phone calls now, folks. I want to get everybody in. Let's go to Ron calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, Antonio Villagosa, he is the worst mayor Los Angeles has ever had by far. No one comes close to him. He is in favor of the illegals. He's against any working American, including Hispanic Americans. And along with him, because I know you have a lot of callers, I have this to say to the police chief, along with Villagosa. If the police chief doesn't like Los Angeles, let him not only move out of Los Angeles, let the police chief flat move out of the country.
That's what he told us to do, Ron, remember?
I know, that's why I'm saying to him.
That's what Bratton told us to do. And now, you know, he's kind of turned his back saying he's embarrassed by the police department. He shouldn't be. Do I want anybody to go out there? You know, I'm going to get emails from these idiots. Oh, you loved it because somebody got beat. No, no, no. I don't want anybody to get beaten. I don't want anybody to get hurt. But those police were provoked. You know? They were provoked.
I'm not a cop, but I would say to anybody, let these people criticize
That's
them.
Right.
And also this here. Those people, those weak conquistas who were protesting, put a ballot initiative in their language and a thing, and ask them in their neighborhoods, do you want the police in your neighborhood or don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't want it, let them kill each other.
Yeah, let them call each other when they need a 911. Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Scott calling from Longview, Texas. Scott, what do you hear? What do you say?
Mr. Anderson, first of all, I'd like to appreciate what you're doing here.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know if Gary's still on the line, but I've been friends with Gary for over about 10 years now.
No, he's gone now.
But he's
a good guy. He really is, isn't he, Scott?
He's a great guy. And what these people need to realize is that all Gary ever did was
his job.
Give his life.
That's right.
He would have gave his life to us, like on your website, in person. I've seen picture after picture after him standing with the, you know, bundles and stacks of this poison that these people are bringing into our country, and he's stopping. I'm a lifetime police officer. That's all I've ever done in my life. And Gary, he opened my eyes when I went down there to visit him when he was working before all this happened. He took me to his office. He showed me what they do down there, how they get shot at, how these people, you know, fight with them, how they, you know, sell T-shirts on the other side of the border with profanities on it about Border Patrol agents, all these things. He opened my eyes to what's going on down there. And like I said, and all he wanted to do was do his job and do his part to keep this stuff from coming in, and that's all he did. And I'm here to tell you, it galls me, it kills me, and I don't want to get too much in Gary's personal life, but this is a guy that prior to being Border Patrol, he was a Coast Guard who was severely injured in a line of duty.
And you know what, Scott? I wanted to bring that up. I just didn't have the time.
I understand.
But here's a guy that's been serving this country forever.
Right.
Here's a guy who put his life out there, not only in the Coast Guard, but then came right, got disabled in the Coast Guard, and then comes back and decides he's going to be a Border Patrol agent, and he jumps into this with both feet. He's one of those guys. He's a poster child for Border Patrol agents.
Absolutely.
He's doing his job like he said. He never had to falsify anything, never had to use any violence, and they treat him this way? Now, you know where that comes from, Scott. It comes down from the top. Somebody said, slow these guys down. They're becoming too effective.
Right. And then when they gets locked up, when I saw the other two agents, they get locked up, and the DOJ, Department of Justice guys on TV saying, oh, no, this guy's going to be separated. They'll be protected because mm-hmm. they're going to be locked up with these people that they put in there for the drug offenses, for all these other illegal things. And then, of course, what happens when the agent gets to Yazoo City, he gets assaulted because he's in general population, because I went and visited Gary in general population, Yazoo City, Mississippi, which is something I'd never do. I'm here to tell you, I'm one of these guys, I would never thought I would ever in my adult life go to visit some inmate at a federal correction institute, and that's what I found myself doing. And so I get there, and he's locked up with these guys that he himself has put there.
Unbelievable.
He's put these dope dealers there.
Unbelievable.
And now he's locked up with them in the same prison, and they're gunning for him every day of his life. Imagine how that must feel. And then they lock up the other guys in Yazoo City, and then the Department of Justice guy goes on TV and lies. Lies, says, oh, he's going to be separated. He'll be segregated. And the Yazoo City people going, we don't have that. We don't have the ability to separate somebody.
That's where Agent Ramos is now.
Absolutely.
Now they've got him in lockdown. I mean, he's in a PC ward. I mean, they could have done the same thing with but Gary explained to me. He said he didn't want to be in the isolation.
Right, because
of his sanity,
you
know.
Right when you get there, though, if you get in there, they know who you are. Gary tried to you know, just
blend.
On the slide,
tried to blend in, right.
Because if they lock you up and they segregate you, they know you're a snitch.
Well, it's like the scarlet letter, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right, absolutely.
Scott, I got to go. I'll say this. Gary's got a good friend.
Thanks.
And he's got two now because I like the guy, and I wish we could have championed his cause a long time ago. But he's not bitter. He still loves his country.
Absolutely.
He still would go back to the Border Patrol. He just doesn't like the fact that he was treated the way he was, and neither do we.
Thank you,
Scott, thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
Thank you.
All right, pal. Sure. Take care. Let's go to Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Do
Well, Terry, I remember your line that you always give out. I don't advocate violence, but I do predict it.
This is crazy, Steve, folks. This is a friend of mine. Lives in Austin, Texas. What's up, buddy?
Well, some dark news that I think we all are going to watch out for that's going to hurt us all. If we think that George Bush is trying to break the back of the Border Patrol, I think he's going to start cracking down on all of us soon. This was in the mainstream news. I don't know if it was CNN or Fox or MSNBC, but they busted some of these Alabama boys. They had a cache of weapons and explosives. And what they said on the news is what they were planning to do was go to a settlement full of illegals north of Selma and machine gun them.
Was there any proof of this?
No, it wasn't offered any proof. Now, I'm just saying is I think something like that figures considering what's happening in Alabama and how hot things are.
Well, we always say, Steve, we don't advocate this, but, you know, if they were planning to do that, that would have been totally wrong.
Yes.
It would have been the wrong thing to do morally and legally, and I would be totally against it. Having said that, if this country doesn't fix this problem, you're going to see more and more people who can't deal with things the way you and I do in a rational way. You're going to have those people go out and do crazy, stupid things like this. Like I said before, we don't advocate it, but there are people who cannot just sit back and be kicked in the face like that and eat it the way we've been eating it for 15 or so years now. I don't advocate it at all, but I can see where guys flip out and go crazy. I mean,
well,
your country's kicking you in the face and telling you to take it.
What worries me is that, okay, they infiltrated and busted an organized group. But you saw what that guy at Virginia Tech did, the havoc he wreaked with just two handguns.
Yeah, two pistols.
Can you imagine some nut in I expected this to happen in the Arizona border with somebody with a semi-auto, you know, some lone wolf.
Yeah, I keep waiting for that
when
one.
When that happens, and it doesn't have to be provoked by some government agent provocateur, George Bush, that criminal bastard that he is, excuse my Anglo-Saxon French, he's going to try and break the back of, he's already breaking the back of the Border Patrol. He's going to start going after the Minutemen.
Well,
and people like that, and he's going to try to find some excuse because we should.
And if some nutcase goes out and shoots somebody, then everybody's going to get in trouble for that.
This is
all going to suffer. Yeah,
it is. The dangers we have.
As long as this thing's in limbo and it's not being solved, there's always a danger some idiot's going to go out and do something stupid.
And then all our rights are gone.
There you go. Steve from Austin, Texas. Thanks, buddy. Haven't heard from you in a while. Stay in touch.
Sure will.
All right, pal. Take care.
You do the same.
Good guy, folks. Let's go to Victor. Calling from Englewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, Terry. Here we are in the trenches.
Yes, sir.
15 years beating the bite. It's getting so crazy that it's becoming comical.
Day by day. Day by day, Victor.
And I'll give you an example. Well, I heard you in the Rush Limbo program when they even mentioned that Hillary Clinton now, she is the pioneer of anchor babies. Babysitting anchor babies.
Yep.
So if this continues, pretty soon I may be that anchor baby that she babysitted. But I think you're right. This man, Villarraigosa, he's not only opportunist now after coming from Mexico and claiming that he is only responsible. Well, he is a clown. A clown that if this really should continue, the guy is going to claim himself that his name is not Villarraigosa, but Villa La Raza.
Uh-huh.
You tell me.
It sounds about right. You know what, Victor? I've heard people call him, John and Ken call him Mayor Reconquista and a lot of other names. This guy is a Mexican mayor, you know, and I don't mean that racially. This guy is a mayor of Mexican people. When he made that statement in his quote where he says that our civil rights are being violated here. Was he saying our as Angelinos, of which I am one, or our as in Americans, which I am one, or do you mean our as in Hispanic people? Now you're a Latin guy, but here's my point: you shouldn't be as a mayor advocating for one race of people. This guy is for the Mexican people. I haven't seen him stand on the steps of City Hall for anybody else talking about we clean your toilets, you know.
No.
He said when he ran for office that he was going to represent everybody, and he has not done that. He has not represented anybody but those people he represented in his city council district when he was a city councilman.
Well, I think indeed that he is an opportunist like George Bush, all of them. And furthermore, I think with the MacArthur Park issue, I think this is a very tough call
It was a tough call.
I really support the police. They did their job. They shouldn't come this soon saying that they made us feel awful. It is important that people understand that they did their job. They did it well. They might have done some mistakes.
Nobody's perfect, Victor. People make mistakes. But the main thing was they were assaulted. They didn't go in there to break up the rally. The people had a permit. They had a right to rally in there. I'm not disputing that. But somebody and here's another thing, Victor. Here's the question I always ask. When these idiots start throwing the batteries and the frozen water bottles, do the members of the community there, those people who have the permit, those people who are peacefully gathering there, do they ever try to stop them? No. I've been 100 of these things where they just stand back and laugh. They think it's funny. They think it's funny when the violent ones take over. They think it's cool when the police get hit. But then when they get hit because the police respond against everybody, they get mad. Gotta go, buddy. Call me again, Victor. Take care. All right, pal. Let's go to Bill calling from Chino, California. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How are you doing today?
Hey, buddy. Pretty good.
Terry, just want to remind you, I watched that thing about the protests in L.A., and most definitely the police were provoked, no doubt about it.
Absolutely, and now, Bill, they've got aerial footage to show a formation of protesters who came in to assault them. So it's going to really come out eventually. That's a good thing.
That's why, Terry, this program of yours, of ours, is so important to the American people. We've got to get this message out. That's why I'm asking all our viewers, please, people, please, mail in your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, and the address is 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643. That's 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643. Studio City, State of California, and the zip code is 91604.
Right,
let's
Bill.
Go out there, people, and help Terry articulate the popular rage.
Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. Thanks, Bill.
All right.
You know, folks, those of you who may be listening for the first time, this show is funded by, it's not public radio, obviously, but we have to buy the time. I'm not a paid talk show host. I do this for country and from the heart. I believe in what I'm doing, and I don't take a nickel of it. This is all funded by what few sponsors we have and then by folks who want to keep us on the air. And believe me when I tell you, in L.A. and Las Vegas, it is extremely expensive, especially L.A. It's very hard to stay on the air. So if you want to help us, and we do need your help, send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We will give that address out at the end of the show once again, just in case. Let's go to Lou calling from Los Angeles. Lou, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, I haven't called you for a while. I'm the retired
dog. Oh, well, whoa. This is Officer Lou.
Right.
Many, many a day we talked about you and one. Man, it's been 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I know.
We've often asked, I wonder what happened to this guy. Where is he at? You still living in the same area?
Yeah, no, I still live in South L.A.
Wow.
And
just for the record, Lou, we missed you.
No, thank you.
We really did.
That.
We missed you.
I did 31 years in this South L.A. area, and I was born right here in South L.A., and I feel like I'm in a foreign, been taken over by a foreign country. It's just awful, and I'm very disappointed in Bratton. I can't believe this man, how he's just become just like Mayor Villacarosa. I can't believe it. He's worse than the previous chief.
He really is, and his attitude is very arrogant and haughty, and he tells people, if you don't agree with me, then leave. Just don't. We've got that clip. We play it all the time of him saying, we are not going to crack down on illegal immigration. If you don't like it, leave L.A.
Yeah. I don't understand why nobody seems to challenge them. No politician says anything, and then this guy... From the Speaker of the Assembly comes down here in L.A.
Fabian.
Yeah.
The rock singer.
He goes to the park and tells the people, you're safe here now from the LAPD. You can come here.
Hey, let me tell you something, Lou. MacArthur Park is never safe.
I know it.
Anybody goes there is a nutcase.
Oh, they sure are.
That place is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Most parks in L.A. are that way now.
Oh,
too.
It's just horrible here.
Really
I wish I could move out of here, but I can't afford it. I'm just in I live on my pension. I live alone. I'm just stuck. But listening to your program, It really cheers me up. I just wanted to call and thank you again, and I'm listening, and I'll write you a short letter and send a donation.
Really appreciate it, buddy. We haven't heard from you. We wondered if you were okay. Boy, it's been a long time. You were, folks, this is one of our early callers when we first got on the air, and he used to call us from day one, and he was a part of the show from the early time we were on, and we missed him. It had been some time since we heard from you.
Well, I appreciate that, but I've been listening.
Good. Lou, you take care. Okay. Stay in touch.
I will.
All right,
thank
buddy.
Thank you.
All right, Officer Lou. Let's go to Bill calling from Canoga Park, California. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, my blood is boiling over this week and this melee. This mayor, Villaraigosa, you know, we need to get rid of him. How quickly we forget that he's a card-carrying member of MECHA, which should be mentioned more. Okay, I agree 1,000% with what the cops did. I mean, after all, if you throw something at a policeman, what do you expect him to do?
Okay, now what about the media? They're screaming about the media shouldn't
well,
have been
heard. Well, the media got in the way, okay, because the media was warned to get out of there, and they didn't.
And they were told, with everybody else, media, I mean, the media has a little different deal.
I know.
They're allowed to go into war zones and other places that civilians can't go, but they were told to disperse.
Exactly.
And when I've been told to disperse, I disperse. And like I said earlier, Bill, I don't always like it, but I always disperse. And they didn't do it, and they got hurt.
Now, the other thing, you had that gentleman from Texas calling about somebody in Alabama. They got raided with a bunch of weapons and stuff.
Right, the militia there.
You know, I've been waiting for the white man to really rise in the South and get angry. We remember about the lynchings down South, don't we? Now, what if the angry white man down South starts to lynch, not shoot, but lynch illegal aliens?
Wow, that'll be racial. That'll be KKK
I will
again.
I will bet you if one illegal alien got lynched, not one would cross that border.
Well, I can't advocate that one there, Bill. I got to distance myself from that one. But you know what? It's like, well, hold on, Bill.
Okay.
As we always say, and as Steve said when he called in, we don't advocate that kind of stuff.
I understand,
but
Terry.
But people's anger forced them to do things that we don't want to happen. So let's get the government. Please, fix this now before some idiot goes out and does this.
But, Terry, the white man down South has been very quiet for a long time.
Yeah, he has.
And once he arises and gets angry, we know how crazy white boys can get, don't we?
I've heard the rumors.
Okay.
I got to go, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call,
sure.
Buddy.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that boy. Look at here. Let's go to Jerry. Call him from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank all those Americans who went to D.C. this last month. And I mean all of them, how old they were, how young they were, I don't care. They went there and they supported us.
We had all ages, too, Jerry.
Yes, and all colors, too.
Yeah, we did. Absolutely.
Remember, there's only one color in America, folks. That's red, white, and blue.
Well, that is the truth. You know, we here in this country, some of us do see color, like the mayor. He sees color, and those people that he marched with, they don't care about anybody. You know, I often ask this question, Jerry. Would they be marching in the streets if the illegal aliens were Haitians or from the Cameroon or from Mongolia or somewhere? No. They're only marching in the streets demanding so-called, quote, equality, unquote, because they look like them and have the same race and their names end in vowels, and that angers me, because that's racism.
Well, remember, folks, the ones who are covered under the Constitution of America are citizens. Non-citizens are not covered under the Constitution. And, folks, when you pick up a rock or a bottle or whatever and throw it, that is an actual felony under the law.
And, Jerry, they caught one of these guys. The guy turned himself in. And, well, I don't know if he turned himself in. I know they caught him. Let me back up on that. But they gave the guy community service. This guy threw a rock at the police! At 5-0 at the Popo, he threw a rock at the police, and they gave him community service. They should have stretched this guy and gave him a couple years in jail and made an example out of him. But no, what do? They give him community service. He's got to work with Caltrans. Give me a break. Unbelievable.
Well, folks, I went to a Cinco de Mayo celebration up here. Most of the people didn't know what Cinco de Mayo was, and they didn't even know that the 16th of September is actually the Mexican Independence Day. But I noticed that most of the people were there, and I went there for one reason only. One, to find out if there was any anti-American stuff. I only saw one stand that was, you would say, was anti-American to some degree. Everyone else was after the mighty buck. And you know what? They don't know how to celebrate Cinco de Mayo down there in Mexico. So I don't know.
The kids get the day off school, and that's about it. Yep.
Yeah, but I will say this. You should have seen the amount of white folks and different people by background there who were selling their wares on that holiday.
All right, Jerry. Appreciate
it. Let's go ahead and support Tantan Credo. Let's support those who support Terry. And those folks I talked to today, please support him if you like.
Appreciate it, Jerry. Thanks for the call, buddy. Take care. Let's go to Priscilla calling from Nuevo, California. Priscilla, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. I just wanted to let you know that I was at the Baldwin Park rally, and I saw a police officer going past the Mexican flag crowd, and some of the young guys on their side actually tried to provoke him into some sort of confrontation. I can only imagine what happened at MacArthur Park.
I'm sure it was a lot worse. I didn't see the actual provocation, but they have video of it that we're going to be able to see eventually. And I'm going to tell you something. It's really, really sad to put the police out there, let people jab at them that way, and then get angry when they react in a way where they want to clear the area. I don't get that.
The police really protected us there. They were great. And we had to be, all the American people had to be escorted.
Oh, you know me.
To our cars.
I've been to Baldwin Park once or twice, and I know how rough it gets out there, and the police do have to do that. I got to go, Priscilla. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you, Terry.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right, let's go to Pat calling from L.A. Pat, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. Just a little thing I thought you'd like to know. Today's L.A. Times. There's a big picture of the mayor in the opinion section. I think it's page 7. He has on a lapel pin. Look at it. One side's the American flag. The other side is the Mexican flag.
That is unbelievable. An elected official.
You need to get...
I bet he's angry he's got to wear the American flag.
You're right, right. You need to put that up, though, so everybody can see it.
Well, let me see if I can get it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Pat. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care. Let's go to Anita calling from San Jose, California. Anita, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi. Well, it's a comment about the police when they have to defend themselves from these people that are, you know, attacking them, actually.
Right.
That in these communities, the illegal alien communities, they complain all the time that the police don't care and they don't do anything to stop the violence from their children that they can't control. And then when the police does something about it, then the police is being sued by these people.
Can't win if you do, can't win if you lose. You know, I mean, you lose, you win. You can't do anything right for these people.
No, and besides, then they sue. Then they sue because somebody did some, because a policeman had to restrain these uncontrollable children, people, whatever, groups. And then they sue, and then we end up putting the bill.
Unbelievable. I wouldn't give them a dime. Nothing. I wouldn't give them a nickel. Anita, thanks for the call.
This time it won't happen. Thank you.
Call me again. Real quick, let's go to Ann calling from Los Angeles. Ann, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, Ann, how you doing?
Fine. No one is saying recall the mayor.
Well, you know why? You know
the mayor for Mexico, not for the American people.
You know why you can't
elected him?
You know why you can't recall him, man? Because you live in a city full of people who love him. These liberals love him. The Reconquista types love him. The jackpot babies who can vote for him, they love him. The people in his district love him. It is really sad.
And the guy that threw that water.
Yeah.
The frozen water.
Right.
I think he got work details.
Yeah, he did. He has to work for Caltrans on cleaning up the freeways.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I have a ball and chain hooked to his leg. I'd stretch him. I'd give him hard time. You know what I mean? I'd have him breaking rocks somewhere. Got to go, Ann. Thanks for the call.
Okay, good night, Gary.
Thank you. Rest of you folks, get to you next week. It's over with. Sorry. Don't forget, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. This is a show that we do out of love for our country. We try to keep it going, but it's not easy. Send your donations to The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We'd appreciate the help. It gets kind of tough sometimes, folks. The bills go on, the checks don't come in, and, you know, we kind of go into a panic. What are you going to do? This week with the swings, folks, make sure you read that on our website, a column written by father and son team. They write every week, This Week with the Swings. Don't forget, folks, buy something American this week. Find something made in America and go buy it. Our American workers need you. There's a few of them left, and they make good products, folks. And you can really buy one and be proud that you did the right thing. So look for something to buy American this week. Don't forget our buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall. That's immigrationbuzz.com. And I want to welcome all those folks who listen tonight for the first time. I want to thank everybody, and I want to remind you of those three websites. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. Don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network, saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Catholic priest.